For those who want peace, come and join us. For those who want to save lives, come and join us.
That was Riyad Mansour, the permanent observer of the State of Palestine for the UN General Assembly, speaking after the overwhelming vote in favor of the New York Declaration.
For those who want to put an end to the war in the Gaza, this aggression, come and join us. For those who want the release of the hostages and the prisoners, come and join us.
The New York Declaration outlines tangible, time-bound, and irreversible steps towards a two-state solution, and was adopted by 142 votes in favor, 10 against, and 12 abstentions at the General Assembly Friday. Mansour invited those who show opposition or who have abstained to join them in the shared goal of achieving peace.
Yes, we have a detailed roadmap for peace, and we invite the party that is still pushing the option of war and destruction and attempts to eliminate the Palestinian people and steal their land to listen to the sound of reason, to the sound of the logic of dealing with this issue peacefully, and for the overwhelming message that has resonated in this General Assembly.
But today's progress comes less than 24 hours after Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, signed off on a settlement expansion plan that would cut across land that Palestinians hope to claim for a future state. Netanyahu stated, "There will never be a Palestinian state. Quote, this place is ours," end quote. During his visit to the site where thousands of new housing units would be added through the expansion plan in the occupied West Bank. But back in the United Nations General Assembly chamber, Israel's representative, Danny Dannon, strongly opposed the UN's endorsement of a two-state solution.
This one-sided declaration will not be remembered as a step toward peace, only as another hollow gesture that weakens this assembly's credibility. This is not diplomacy. It is theater, a carefully staged performance for headlines, not for peace. It doesn't shorten the war, it prolongs it. It does not weaken Hamas, it rewards them. It does not advance negotiations, it undermines them.
Israeli officials have long criticized the UN over what they say is their failure to condemn Hamas. But this declaration, presented by France and Saudi Arabia, includes some of the sharpest criticism of Hamas ever endorsed by the UN. The text condemned the attacks perpetrated by Hamas on October 7th and calls for the release of all hostages held in Gaza. However, the United States representative, Morgan Ortagus, claimed that the advancement of the two-state solution only rewards Hamas.
The United States will not participate in this insult to the victims of October 7th, but we will continue to lead real-world efforts to end the fighting and to deliver a permanent peace. This war could end tomorrow if Hamas was disarmed, released hostages, and surrendered. But Hamas continues to refuse. Today's resolution is yet another counterproductive gesture that only rewards Hamas, drags out the war, and undercuts the very diplomatic efforts to free the hostages and end the suffering in Gaza, which the New York Declaration claims to support.
As the United Nations General Assembly welcomed a two-state solution, people in the Gaza Strip continued to endure heavy artillery fire and bombing from Israeli forces, with Friday's death toll reaching 59 just after the results were announced. This vote precedes an upcoming UN summit on September 22nd in New York, in which France, the UK, Canada, and several other nations have made promises to formally recognize the Palestinian state. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president and other representatives have been prevented from traveling to New York for the UN summit after U.S. authorities denied them visas. Observers note that such a blanket ban is unprecedented in the history of the United Nations. The Danish member of the European Parliament has called for Europe to propose a temporary transfer to Geneva to uphold the Palestinians' right to be represented and to send a clear signal to Trump. This is Sophia Raissel-Fenny for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.